We're back on Big Board Sports on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. Roger Weiland, Michael Johnson Jr., and joined by Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show at ESPN Radio. And who better to kick off what is an incredible lineup of games for college football weekend than Paul Feinbaum. Paul, pleasure to have you on ESPN Radio in Albany. Good morning.
Roger, it is my pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me. It's an amazing time of the year, and there's probably nothing bigger than the first weekend of college football for no other reason as there is no competition from the NFL.
Yeah, that is so true, right? I would rather watch the college game than the NFL game. I'm a Penn State guy, went to school with Penn State, and I do play-by-play here for the University of Albany along with Michael Johnson Jr. We're heading out, Paul, to Iowa on a charter flight on Friday. One of those money games for UAlbany in the CAA conference against the Iowa Hawkeyes. But I can't wait to tackle these games. And you got to start, Paul, with Archie. I mean, how much preseason hype is there on Archie and that last name Manning at Texas going into Ohio State on Saturday?
It is enormous, and listen, I've covered college football my entire life, and I don't remember anything quite like it. There have been signature players with great anticipation, but never one with a name like this. And I mean, I don't need to remind anyone in New York State about Eli or Peyton Manning, but I mean, you have two of the greatest players ever. The grandfather, which very few people remember, was iconic in his own day in the late 60s. Nothing that we have seen. I mean, listen, you turn on ESPN, and as we all know, this network tends to gravitate towards celebrity. And he is the biggest name. He's done absolutely nothing in college football. But that hasn't stopped certain pundits, me included, by declaring him the greatest of all time.
do you think he's sitting on a big season? And I don't think he's hopping to the NFL after this year either. I think he's probably going to maybe be at Texas for a couple of years, but still has to prove himself. What kind of year do you think he's going to have, Paul?
I think he'll have a big year. Now, I think, not to sound like I'm a wise old man here, but let's not get carried away with what he does Saturday. That will not define him ultimately. I think he'll play well. He's prepared for it. And I think the key is, even if his name wasn't Manning, I think a lot of people would be saying the same thing. Now, would he be the Heisman favorite in Vegas? No. That comes with, two very famous uncles and a famous grandfather. His father, for those who don't know, also played college football, but was hurt at Ole Miss. And that's why he's not heading for Canton either. But I think the most important thing to remember about Arch Manning is he's got a great team around him. He also has a coach who is dynamic. Steve Sarkisian is one of the best offensive play callers in the game. He gears himself. He got after a number of NFL coaches, not so much college coaches. He's a gambler, and that's why I don't think you'll see Arch Manning play it safe on Saturday, even though he's facing on the other side of the ball in Ohio State the best defensive player in the country, Caleb Downs.
We are talking with the great Paul Feinbaum from ESPN, the Paul Feinbaum Show on the SEC Network here on Big Board Sports, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio, and, of course, the free 104.5 The Team app. Paul, it's Michael here. I know we were texting last night, but Lauren is tuning in, my girlfriend, and she absolutely enjoys working with you on the ESPN segments. Crystal Paul was great. I enjoy those very much. I'm a big Notre Dame fan, Paul. They head to Miami, which is going to be one of three, top 10 matchups to start. What's going to be an incredible week one, like Roger just mentioned. So C.J. Carr gets the start as a young quarterback. I want to ask you, Paul, how beneficial is it for C.J. to be starting under center, to have a guy like Jeremiah Love to share the backfield with him, a veteran running back at Notre Dame?
It's very important. And there are a lot of schools where the quarterback is essential. Notre Dame is built a little bit differently, so I don't think you have to be dynamic. It would be nice if Notre Dame had a dynamic quarterback one of these days, and maybe C.J. Carr, who, by the way, has strong ties to Michigan. His grandfather was the coach there. I think will be serviceable is sometimes interpreted as a negative, but I think in this case it's a compliment. I know I don't want to go off script here, but your girlfriend at ESPN came up with one of the most amazing ideas the other day by labeling me Crystal Paul, and I will be Lauren's debt forever. I mean, it was there are a few moments when you do ESPN that really stand out because it moves quickly, but she is a real star, in my opinion.
That's right, Paul. Thank you.
We're talking with Paul Feinbaum. Paul, the other regional team of interest here, in addition, of course, to UAlbany, which is in our backyard going to Iowa. But how about Syracuse with a real opportunity here coming off a great season last year? They got to get off to a great start. Can they go into Tennessee and beat the Vols on Saturday afternoon?
They might. In fact, we're doing our show there Saturday morning, the SEC show. And I am intrigued by that game for a lot of reasons, none of which have to do with the fact that I'm an alum of the University of Tennessee. But I'm not that high on Tennessee right now. And I think the reasons are pretty obvious. The quarterback blew the coup for UCLA. Joey Aguilar is the quarterback there. If you haven't heard of him, that would make you pretty much like everybody in America, because he was a quarterback at Appalachian State last year. He transferred to UCLA when Nico came in from Tennessee. He went to Tennessee. He may have even been on the same plane that brought Joey. Excuse me, Nico. I think Syracuse is really good. And if you don't believe that, ask any disgruntled Miami fan who can thank Syracuse for costing them a spot in the CFP last year.
Mm-hmm. Paul, the other team I got to ask you about, because I think it's as bad a good a team as James Franklin has had in the preseason, getting ready to roll here in State College, and they've got three cupcakes to open up the season, and then they have a true test with when Oregon comes to Beaver Stadium at the end of September. But what is your take on number two ranked Penn State this year?
First of all, I want to congratulate the Penn State Athletic Department for coming up with such an impressive non-conference schedule. That is overwhelming. I wouldn't even call them high school teams. I've seen a lot of high school teams that probably would beat some of the teams on Penn State's schedule. But it doesn't matter, because Penn State's season will be defined, obviously, by the signature games, and the biggest one always is Ohio State. I think Penn State is built for great success. It's easy to criticize James Franklin for what he hasn't done, and I have, but I think this is their best shot, really, since the Paterno years, to maybe get to the national championship game and maybe even win it. I'll see it when I believe it when I see it. But right now, I think you have to be foolish not to go with Penn State as a serious contender.
Yeah, and Paul, another one of those great matchups is two guys that are probably top five in preseason Heisman odds to win the Heisman Trophy in Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik is LSU-Clemson. Who are you giving the edge to in that game, a marquee matchup at 7:30 on Saturday?
I actually think this is the best game in the country, and maybe because it's in prime time at Clemson. But you very well have the best two quarterbacks. Now, the question is will LSU be able to protect Garrett Nussmeier, who at times last year was a little bit shaky under pressure? Klubnik, on the other side, you can look at 100 lists of all these guys who think they know something and really don't, but these are usually 1 and 2 on most of the top quarterback lists. I think it will be a sensational game, and the pressure is clearly on Brian Kelly. Remember, he left Notre Dame because he didn't feel like he could win a national championship there. A couple of years later, Marcus Freeman's in the national championship game, and Brian Kelly is as close to the hot seat as you can get.
Yeah, and those fans will be irate if they lose another opening game, which I certainly think is possible on the road at Clemson. Hey, Paul, one more from me, and we'll let you go. On Saturday, I hope I get a chance to watch, and that is Game Day, which is just a phenomenal show, but it'll be the final show for Lee Corso. You know him pretty well. What has he meant to the collegiate game?
He's really meant everything. And you know, you have to go back to the early 90s or late 80s when Game Day started. And it was not the show it is today. It was in the studio in Bristol, Connecticut. It looked terrible. And they finally went on the road, finally in 93 for the first time, when Notre Dame played Florida State in a 1-versus-2 matchup. And it stuck. And it stuck because of Corso. He made college football fun. He said crazy things. He was outlandish, and the end of the show became something you had to watch. I spent 1 year on that show before the SEC Network started, And my first show, all I wanted to do was like, what's he going to do? And I'm on the stage at Clemson, in fact, 12 years ago, and a guy walked past me holding a small little bulldog. It was Georgia at Clemson. And at that moment, I was like a kid at Christmas, knowing that Corso was about a minute away from picking the bulldogs by holding up this poor little puppy. It was one of the most exciting things I've ever seen, as crazy as that sound. And it will be incredibly sad. But, you know, the reality is he's 90 years old, and we should all work to 90 and get paid what he has made and be as popular and beloved as he will forever be.
No question about that. Well said, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for a few minutes here on ESPN Radio in Albany. Let's do it again, and have a great weekend, Paul.
And do me a favor, make sure Albany wins, because the Big Ten hype is getting out of control.
Yeah, we'll do our part.
Thanks, Paul. We appreciate you. Take care. Bye now. That's Paul Fine. You got it. You got it, Paul. Paul Feinbaum.